Okay, Nicholas, you're here in Shagaluk. Tell me, how was the run over from Iditarod?
It's much better than the run before that. So there's a hard packed trail, at least when I was running through the night. Maybe it's more sugary when the warmth comes in and it's starting heating up, but I had a good run and the dogs look fine and pulling hard, both upwards and downwards and straightforward, so it's good.
And for that, you know, that run into Iditarod with the tundra and the tussocks, what was your strategy for getting through that safely and efficiently?
It's just trying to go slow so the dogs doesn't get like a hurt wrist or something, because they have to lift their feet and really watch where they're going. And I think that's also a little mentally tiring for them to concentrate on where to step all the time. So I saw it as I got closer to Iditarod that my leader started fumbling around, but that could also be the lack of a trail, because it was just an open tundra. You could see the markers, but there was like no trail for them to kind of focus on. There was just an open landscape, so they weren't that focused. But yeah, my strategy is just to go slow, but then you also can't use your brake too much, because suddenly there comes like a bump where the sled goes to a complete stop, but the sled seems fine and it didn't break anything, so that's good.
How much do you depend on your leaders for those sections where the trail is less defined or less clear?
For me it was like everything, because I could just tell them G or Ha and they would do the turns for me, but of course they struggled to find the trail themselves, so yeah, it was really good. I'm not sure, like, a leader that doesn't know the commands, what they would do if they would just fumble around, and if I had to go up there and find a way for them. I met another team there. I don't know what the problem was, but maybe a little heavy sled. She was walking her stuff up the hill and then picking up the dogs after. So I had good dogs. I didn't need to do that. I was just helping them kicking and talking to them, and they did a great job, but it for sure wasn't any fun.
Are you looking forward to the river sections coming up?
That was what I was thinking when I was running there. I was like hoping the run to Shagaluk is not like this, but at least at one point we'll get to the Yukon and hopefully it will be more a straightforward run.
How about the rain and, you know, warm temperatures? How do you make sure everyone's performing and hydrated and doing well in those conditions?
So our dogs are kind of used to this warm temperature now, since in Bethel where we train it's been above freezing for 1.5 months almost. So the dogs are used to it, so you only have to give them enough water, and this seems to drink plain water and kibble really well, but I try to sneak in some meat as well, and then they usually stop eating less, or they eat less at that point. It hasn't been raining at any point I've been. It's only been snowing luckily, so I came through it very fine.
Yesterday afternoon here it was raining, and you know, people were wearing rain jackets, and yeah, glad you missed that part.
Yeah, me too. I have rain gear with me, but I hope not to use it.
How long do you plan to stick around Shagaluk?
Probably at least 8 hours. The dogs are getting thin and they aren't the best eaters, so I want to try to get one meal into them before I leave again. So maybe even longer.
Mm-hmm. And who's that?
Martin.
Oh, awesome. I was going to ask about, it's maybe time to start thinking about what the race strategy is, and whether you're able to make a big run up the Yukon and take on the coast. How much latitude do you have in your schedule to decide whether it's time to race or not?
For me, it doesn't really matter about racing at this point. I just want to get to Nome as fast as possible with healthy dogs. what other people do. I really don't care, because there's no money for me to win or any prizes or anything. So the most important for me is just to get the dog through the race and get to know him and, yeah, do a good race. But of course I don't want to stop and rest for a long time all the time, but I'm gonna do what takes to make the dogs eat and pull nicely.
Great, well thanks Nick, and we'll see you down the trail.
Yeah, we'll see you.